Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's confident of winning a snap poll called for September. He told reporters that a victory for his Likud party would be a victory for the Israeli people. Late on Wednesday, politicians voted to dissolve parliament and hold the country's second general election this year, an unprecedented event in Israeli politics. The vote followed Mr. Netanyahu's failure to put together a coalition. From Jerusalem, Tom Bateman has more.
By precipitating another election, Mr. Netanyahu avoided an opposition MP being given the chance to form a coalition instead. So now he remains in power, and Israelis will go to the polls again in September. But the move exposes the growing political weakness for the premier, who faces corruption charges later this year. His political rivals appear well aware of his vulnerability. Some may even be jockeying for position, sensing his decade in office may be entering its closing stages.
Search and rescue efforts have been continuing through the night in the Hungarian capital Budapest after a boat carrying South Korean tourists capsized and sank on the River Danube. At least 7 people are confirmed dead, 19 others are still missing. Louisiana has become the latest U.S. state to approve severe restrictions on access to abortion. Politicians voted by a large majority to ban terminations in almost all circumstances once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The only exceptions would be in cases of medical emergency. Chris Buckler reports.
The legislation passed by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives in Louisiana is similar to bills voted for in a series of other states. Many Democrats have criticized what they see as an orchestrated challenge to a decades-old Supreme Court ruling that protected a woman's right to choose an abortion in the U.S. But Louisiana's Democratic governor has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill into law, a decision that is sure to bring him into conflict with his party.
More than 100 of the world's most powerful political and business leaders are gathering in the Swiss town of Montreux for the secretive Bilderberg meeting. Delegates this year include the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Governor of the Bank of England, the head of NATO, and senior managers from Google and Microsoft. All discussions of the annual 3-day event are confidential, and no statements are ever released. That's the latest. BBC News.